Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today, and a very happy Thursday to you. Special shout out to my good friend Bill Arnold, who just guest hosted for me first hour, and as I mentioned before, he'll be jumping in a couple times a week, first hour in the next few weeks, just to provide some margin for me. As you probably know, I've got some health challenges that are giving me a run for my money these days, and just a little extra rest has been doing wonders for my soul. So bless you, Bill. We love you so very much. Well, I'm excited that you're listening this hour. I've got my friend Paul Herkman of Venture Expeditions in studio. I wish you could be in studio with us, because Paul is one of those guys, when you talk with him, he leans in, he looks you in the eye, and he's listening to every word you say, and he cares about the words that you say. We are going to be talking about our Live Free Challenge. We're going to be talking about using our best energies for the world's greatest needs. We're also going to just be talking about what it means to grow weary and well-doing. What do you do when you're just worn out in the battle, tired of fighting? What do you do? We'll talk about that as well. A couple of quick announcements before I get Paul on. A quick shout out to our listeners listening in Waterloo, Iowa. You know, we now have an FM translator in the area, 92.7 FM. If you're listening in on 92.7 FM, email me, okay? And I'm going to get you a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. And also, if you're brand new to the family, to the Faith Radio family, we'd love to get you a new listener packet. And you can get that for free. Just some fun things, some information about our network on the website, myfaithradio.com. Also, this Sunday, coming up this weekend, Sunday, July 10th, Christians are gathering in their churches, in their homes, in groups. In fact, we got a letter from Michael, a friend who listens from prison. He's not only signed up for this prayer initiative for this Sunday, I just received it in my office just today, just a few minutes ago, a signed letter from a number of prisoners who are gathering in prison on Sunday to be part of the 1 million people praying for our nation. God bless you, Michael, for being a leader in prison. You inspire me more than I can even tell you. So this is what we're doing. We're partnering with the National Association of Evangelicals in hopes to see 1 million Christians praying around the nation, appealing to God. God, have mercy, revive our land, forgive us our sins, and heal our land. If you want to be a part of that initiative, you can sign up on their website, nae.net. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get him on the show. Paul Herkman is Executive Director of Venture Expeditions, an organization committed to using its greatest energies to meet the world's greatest needs. I love that line. He has experience as a professor, pastor, and nonprofit leader. His heart is to inspire others to engage missionally, embrace how they're made, and to take the next step of faith God is calling them to take on behalf of others. You can find his resources up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Dear Paul, welcome back to the show.
So good to be here. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate every time you join us. And this is one of those times we both come with some different ideas about what we're going to talk about, but we're going to see where God leads us, because it's like we don't have a straight runway. And I like that, because I mean, I'm one that over-prepares, and I know you're a guy who loves to have your ducks in a row and have things lined up. But I just had a sense that we've got our few things we're going to talk about, but I think God has something in mind for us that maybe may even surprise us when it's all said and done. But we love to start out talking scripture, wondering if there's a verse you've been thinking about these days that you can share with us.
You know, I've been thinking about Isaiah 1:17 in light of a lot of things that have been happening in our city most recently and then around the world. And Isaiah 1:17 says, it implores us to learn to do good, to seek justice, to correct oppression, and to bring justice to the fatherless and plead the widow's cause. Mm-hmm. And I think what jumps out to me is really that first part. There's a lot of things that connect to different people in different situations. But the part, learn to do good, is this idea that we're in a process And it doesn't always come natural, the right answer, the right thing, the right response. And so we have to have grace on ourselves, but we also have to obey the imperative to learn, to be in the process of getting better at doing good, and that's going to lead to things, improvement in our ability to seek justice, to correct oppression, and to bring justice to the places where we need it the most.
Boy, good word. What do you say to the person listening today who feels like considering justice issues just has been off their radar? They're living the American Christian life. They're going to church, going to Bible study, going to VBS, all great things, but living kind of in the American Christian bubble and maybe not aware of the suffering around them.
Yeah, and I know that we have a broad listening audience, but we experienced a great loss in our city that's bringing a lot of pain last night with an unfortunate shooting. And I've been very encouraged as I look on social media and see pastors speaking out and saying, hey, there's great pain. There's great disparity in the racial reconciliation that's happening. And so I've been encouraged at how many people are aware and are speaking out. If somebody isn't maybe necessarily as aware of what's going on in your city or around the world to the degree that somebody else is, it's not an opportunity to go, man, get your head out of the sand. What I would encourage them to do is to start from Scripture. We can't start from CNBC or Fox News. We have to start in Scripture. And Scripture is asking us to learn to do good. Scripture is asking us to open our eyes to the injustices and respond, because there's a correlation with us understanding the kingdom and how we respond. And so start with Scripture and just ask God, you open my eyes. You don't have to go on your social feed. You don't have to watch the news to have your eyes open. We start and we ask Christ to open our eyes, and that can be across the street or across the ocean.
Oh, that is so good. And I got to tell you, I think I might have said this to you before, but I get this picture in my mind of this raging river of God's yes. There are some things you don't have to wonder if God cares about. He's already said he cares about him. And this raging river of God's yes, when you jump in any part, at any point in the river, you're going to be carried along by a power that's bigger than you and accomplish more than you're actually physically able to do. For instance, a young gal that I'm mentoring started to step into the foster care system, and she wanted to adopt. She had a couple of failed adoptions. And then the Lord just said to her, I don't want to bring a child to you particularly. I want to bring you to children. And the Lord just married her to this foster system to the point where she's bringing teams in to revamp and paint the county offices. Mm-hmm. She's bringing journey bags to kids who are yanked out of their homes. And in the meantime, she's adopted 6 other kids, I think.
Wow.
But it was after the fact. But she's got now a national ministry to the foster care system, and she calls it the Forgotten Initiative, these forgotten kids. That's just one example. IJM is another example. Venture Expedition's another. And we can all find our way that fits who we are and how God has wired us to step into that raging river. But it's what we're made for, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I love that you talked about stepping into the river. We around our office, we call it taking a step of yes. And we use the example of Brother Andrew, who ended up being a missionary during the Cold War. And he was from, I believe, Norway, if I remember. And he came back home and he developed this growing relationship with Christ. And he was like, whatever you want from me, God. And he felt God was telling him to become a missionary on the other side of the Iron Curtain. And he wasn't quite sure how he was going to do it. And he kept saying yes, but, because he had a bum leg. He had a leg that got shot during the war. And it was like he was literally almost crippled. And he kept hearing him say yes, but, yes, but. And he felt like God was saying, don't say yes, but, just say yes. And he said, okay. And he was on a park bench praying to God, and he stepped up and he said, this is my step of yes. He took a step. He heard a crack in his bone and he thought he broke something. And he walked one step, two step, three step, and God healed him in that instant.
Whoa.
And if you follow his story, what he did, he was like a super spy missionary, but it started with a step of yes. And his name's Brother Andrew, if anybody wanted to look that up. But
wow.
For all of us, it starts with a step of yes. It doesn't start with becoming a missionary in another country. It starts with, what is God talking to you about today? And what is your simple yes? It could be kindness to a child. It could be to a neighbor. It could be pulling over and just allowing somebody dignity who's asking for a drink of water or some food or a few bucks. But our step of yes could be the start to, like you said, getting in that raging stream. And you know what? You will never, ever, ever be sad that you took that step.
Indeed. In fact, Caroline Barnett, wife of Matthew Barnett, they're the directors of the Dream Center in LA, and what God is using them to do, the multitude of people that God is using them to reach, from prostitutes, traffic women and men and boys. And I mean, the stories are unbelievable. I've had them both on the show plenty of times. And, you know, really, she said something that Isaiah 58 promised about, you know, this is the fast I've chosen for you. This is when your healing will spring forth. She said she was just tending to the needs of the poor because that's what the Bible said for her to do. She said, I had no idea what would get healed in me. She said, that's what that scripture means, that when you seek first his kingdom, something activates in you, something gets healed in you. And I wonder, Paul, have you noticed that as well? As you and your dear wife have just stepped in and entered into suffering that's not your own, what has happened inside of you?
You know, I can remember as far back as 2 decades trying to respond to needs and almost feeling like a fake or a fraud because I wasn't doing enough. I remember coming to Minneapolis and crossing the street, and people would ask for money, and dealing with this conflict of what do I do when someone's asking for money, and everybody had their own opinion. And I just remember the phrase of faking it until you make it. And I think one of the things that might be a lie from Satan to people is you have to feel really deeply about everybody around you in order to act.
Wow.
Because if not, you're a fraud. And that's not true. We take steps. We take steps. We look at scripture and it says, man, we are supposed to engage in justice. We're supposed to care for the poor. You don't have to wait until you feel deeply about it. But to get to your question, it started to change our family, and it started with small things, and then all of a sudden we started working with Venture, and it ballooned, and now I'm paid to do justice stuff. And so Candace and I, we had this conversation, and we said, who are we when we're not paid to be Christians? We started looking around our community, and much like the person that you talked about before, we decided one of the ways that the Herkmans were going to engage in God's story of justice was we entered the foster care. And we started fostering a girl at 3 days old. We picked her up in the hospital, and we just wanted to create a safe place while family got things situated. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. But 17 months later, we've adopted our baby girl, Nia. And I know the listeners can't see our eye contact, but I'm telling you, Susie, my family's better because of my little girl. You know, we treat each other better. She opens up conversations with so many people. If you follow my wife's Facebook feed, I mean, she is just encouraging people, take care of the orphans, take care of the widows, take care of one another. It has opened something up in our heart and caused it to come alive in a way that wasn't there before. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't like we were 100% sure. We just took a step and we took one foster care class, and now our story is dramatically different.
This is what Mark Batterson says. As Christ followers, we are called to take a why not approach to life. It's an approach to life that dares to dream. It's an approach that's bent towards action. And it doesn't look for excuses not to do something. Don't get me wrong. It's awfully difficult to discern the will of God, even after prayer and fasting. It usually entails making tough decisions. And I'm certainly not advocating a thoughtless or prayerless approach to decision making. We need to know that God is calling us to devote our lives to missions, take the internship, offer, quit the job, or make the move. But I wonder if we're so afraid of doing the wrong thing that it keeps us from doing the right thing. Talking to Paul Herkman of Venture Expeditions, we're going to talk about the Live Free Challenge, about what's your next step, your simple yes. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Got Paul Herkman of Venture Expeditions in studio. Just talking about that simple yes, that next step, because part of the kingdom call is to enter into suffering that's not our own, to help those that we can help, people within our reach and people who are out of our reach, but we're aware of the needs. We are so honored at Faith Radio to partner with Venture Expeditions for the Live Free Challenge. And let's just talk about that if we can for a moment, because this to me is very exciting. In the last few years, we've done a faith fitness challenge because fitness is just a part of my DNA. And so we bring it in and our listeners jump right on it. And I think for our last Faith and Fitness Challenge, we had 4,000 or something like that people who joined us a couple years ago. We opted this last spring to just give it a timeout, not sure, just not feeling like it's like what God wanted us to do. And I know the reason why is because this is what I believe God wants us to do. And as a team, we prayed about it. We've partnered with Venture. And here's the thing is we're calling it the Live Free Challenge. And we're asking you to commit to how far you can run, bike, or walk in the month of August. But now is when you need to act to take that first simple step. Maybe take it from there. Kind of explain the dynamic of why we're doing this challenge and the effectiveness of it.
Yeah, excellent. We're with Venture. We're so excited to partner both with Faith Radio as well as International Justice Mission and kind of have a collaboration of like-minded organizations that are passionate about the gospel and how it's represented as we reach out to help the poor and the oppressed. And Venture exists to use our greatest energies on the world's greatest needs. So we naturally have been using biking, hiking, and running for over a decade, getting people actively involved. We use it as an opportunity to push out of our comfortable spot. Anybody who's a runner or biker and you get up early in the morning, there's something about pushing yourself out of that warm, comfortable bed and starting your day out. And so Venture uses these things as an opportunity to push us past comfort and to practice responding to needs around the world. But ultimately, it's responding to the gospel that invites us to take what we have and use that on behalf of other people, which is a beautiful picture of what the gospel is. This is what Jesus did. He didn't stay up in heaven and fix everything.
Right.
He came down and he leveraged who he was and what he had and came down and sat within our suffering. And so the Live Free Challenge is an opportunity for anybody, whether you are a biker, a hiker, a runner, or you just want to be that person, to simply pick an amount of miles over the month to run, bike, or hike. And you could be somebody that bikes 200 miles, or you could be somebody that's going to walk 15 miles. Every mile matters when we take those miles and then we raise funds per mile. And all of the proceeds are going to go to support the incredible work of International Justice Mission, as around the world, they are the absolute leader in fighting human trafficking and also just oppressive activity happening against the poor around the world.
They are the leaders. And Gary Haugen, the president founder, Sarah Groves once said to me, when you get to hear him speak, you're in the presence of an historic moment. And that's true. I've heard him speak several times. And your jaw drops because his level of conviction and the way that they're going about it is just they're crossing the T's and dotting their I's. And they don't want to be known as cowboys kicking down the door because they're lawyers and they're undercover investigators. And they're fearing God and honoring God. But then they're going after the bullies for the sake of the oppressed. It's absolutely amazing what they're doing. In fact, when I come back from vacation on that Monday, we'll have some reps from IJM in studio with us to chat about the work of IJM. So here's what you do. We've made it very easy. In fact, Sarah, our web listener engagement gal, is so totally impressed with your web guy because she's like, this is so doable. She made her fundraising page in about 4 minutes, and so did I. So on our landing page, myfaithradio.com, you'll see the Live Free Challenge. You click on that. It's on that home landing page in the banner there. And it just takes a couple minutes, and you basically put your picture up, you decide your mileage, and then from there, what do? I mean, basically, your page is up, you share it on your social media sites and just ask people, I want to run, you know, or walk 50 miles in the month of August. Will you pledge a certain amount if I fulfill this so that help me end human trafficking? Is that kind of the deal?
That's exactly the deal. What you're doing is you're taking that first step for your community, and you're saying, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to not just feel deeply. I'm not just going to click a button on Facebook, but I'm going to do something. And not that running, biking, or hiking saves the world, but what it says is I'm going to move past where I am currently. I'm going to adjust my behavior pattern to respond to this need. Would you come alongside of me and just support me per mile or maybe a one-time $25 donation? And all of those things are going to go right to International Justice Mission. And they're in need. The work that they're doing is so very real. This last week, it was made more real than ever. One of their workers in Kenya was representing somebody that was going up against a corrupt government. And on their way back from the courthouse, they went missing, only to find out that they were murdered. And you read something
this
like
this. This is an IJM lawyer and a friend of Troy Groves.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
You read something like that, and you're like, man, they literally gave their life. What can I do? And
right.
People sit there and they feel deeply and they're like, what can I do to end this kind of corruption? this is one step. And I feel like that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What step can you take? So if you're listening, you might not be a runner. You might not be a biker, but you're somebody that can run, that can walk. And I will tell you, the people that weren't runners before that jump in and do this are the ones that inspire their community probably as much as anybody, because they're like, wow, you're changing your whole life around this. It'll be one of the greatest months you're ever a part of.
Oh, how wonderful. Using your best energy for the world's greatest need. And, you know, that's the truth. I've known people in their adult life who were never athletes, never fitness buffs in their younger years, but something like this grabbed hold of them, and they discovered they've got lungs, they've got legs, and they can do this, and they can make it their own. And maybe you're that person. We're going to put a link on the Live the Promise show page today to the Live Free Challenge to make it as easy as possible for you. But I got to ask you, Paul, because you, as a venture, you're the liaison, you're the glue that's pulling IJM and Faith Radio together, and yet all the money is going to IJM. Who pays you? I mean, how do you, you guys are just like this humble, silent, you know, catalyst, it seems, but I want to know, I mean, how do you guys survive financially?
That's a great question. First of all, we're playing our role, and we are passionate about our role, and we're so confident in our role. So we don't see it as just being the silent partner. We just see it as, this is what we bring to the body.
That's great.
We have a family of companies that support so much of what we do. And so they cover literally all of our admin. We already have our admin to project ratio is the best I've ever seen. Now, this was before I showed up, so I'm not bragging on Paul. The venture story and the way that they set it up is in such a way that anybody that partners with us, we're going to get as much money to the people who need it as possible. And there are people that believe in the vision of what we are doing. And over the last 10 years, we've been able, we'll feed our 10 millionth meal over for refugees in Thailand and Burma. We'll send over our 12th missionary this year. We've logged well over a million miles, and we've impacted over 100,000 people with just this simple idea. If we take care of others, God will take care of us.
And that's really been the case, hasn't it, Paul?
It really has. I mean, I was invited to join the story about 5 years ago, and to watch how God chooses to work when we simply every day get up and say, yes, whatever you want me to do, I will do, whether it makes sense or not, even whether I fail or not. And I feel like somebody listening right now, you're waiting, you're almost paralyzed because you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. You know what? Just do something. And even if you fail, God will be right there. And it might even be part of the plan. But to do something, to not be paralyzed by fear, but to simply say, yes, today's daily bread is doable. I will consume it. I will use every bit of energy that bread gives me. And tomorrow the bread will be there for me as well.
Indeed, indeed. So maybe you're that person. You're afraid of fundraising, afraid of asking for money. I'm sort of like that. I have no problem asking for money for Faith Radio because I believe so much in what we're doing. So when Cher comes around, I actually get excited because I love casting the vision. Not at all good about asking money. Will you support me? This is out of my comfort zone more than the biking the 200 miles. So I just might write my own check, but that's okay, right? So what are you doing? Are you going to bike? Are you going to walk? Are you going to run? I pray you'll take the first yes step and get on the Live Free Challenge page. Build your little fundraising page. You'll be so exhilarated when you do. Don't go away. More with Paul Herkman when we return. Time for us to do something, and we're trying to make it as doable as we can for you. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I've got Paul Herkman in studio, our good buddy. He's part of Venture Expeditions. We're working with Venture, an international justice mission, to help be a part of abolishing human trafficking in our lifetime. It is possible if we each do something. Now, we're doing this kind of fun, and I'm actually very excited about it. We're combining a faith and fitness challenge with a work of justice, which is what Venture is all about. If you just tuned in, you got to go back and catch the podcast so you hear a little bit more more about why Venture exists, but they really, their whole tagline is to use our best energies for the world's greatest needs. And Paul, you were saying during the break that we can even sign up, families can sign up, like my producer's family and their life group is signing up to do Miles as a Family. Talk about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I can best explain it how my family does it.
Okay.
And last year we decided we were going to do the 30-mile challenge. It was 30 miles in 30 days, and my 5-year-old wanted to do it. And every day we would get out and run. And the great part is that by the end of it, he could not only run 1, 2, or 3, but he did a 5K without stopping as a 5-year-old.
Wow!
Even better was the prayers. We would connect praying while we were running, and I would have tears in my eyes. The prophetic prayer of a 5-year-old that doesn't believe that another little kid across the world should not have a home, should not have food, or should be in grave danger, man, it will inspire
you.
Oh,
my goodness.
And so if people are listening, I want to encourage you, man, one of the greatest things that you can do in discipling your kids is invite them to do the great things that you're already doing. And we want to invite you to do this Live Free Challenge as a family, maybe even grandma with your grandkids, or small group with your small group. Do it together, because there's something so encouraging about saying we're responding to what Scripture says. Because remember, we're not first responding to the needs we see. We're first starting from Scripture. And it says we're supposed to defend these rights. We're supposed to seek justice. We are supposed to practice doing good. Mm. And this is an opportunity to do just that.
Wow, my heart's beating faster. So think about that. If you're getting up and doing morning walks and logging miles, you'd be praying for the issues of justice, for God's kingdom to come, that God would put a firewall between the wicked and the weak. I want you just to imagine that. And that's the thing, is God is looking over the earth, looking for faith on the earth. And the question is, will he find it in you? And he will move where he sees faith. He will move where he sees action. And I want to read a short story, if I can, from Draw the Circle by Mark Batterson. Paul, I'd love for you just to speak to it. But just this speaks to a remnant going, you know, count me in. I'm going to put myself before the Lord because of the needs in my community, in my nation. And love for you just to speak to it, because God moves on acts prompted by our faith. And Mark Batterson titles this An Eviction Notice. In the 1950s, Argentina was a spiritual wasteland. According to Dr. Edward Miller, a missionary who spent 4 decades in Argentina, there were only 600 spirit-empowered believers in the entire country. In his book, Cry for Me, Argentina, he describes the genesis of a revival that started in Argentina and swept across South America. It began with 50 students in the Argentine Bible Institute who developed an intense prayer burden for the nation of Argentina. Dr. Miller said he'd never seen people weep so hard or pray so long. Day after day, they wept and prayed. After hours of intercession, students would literally be standing in their own puddle of tears. On the 50th day of the round-the-clock intercession, there was a prophetic word. Weep no more, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over the Prince of Argentina. 18 months later, hundreds of thousands of Argentines were flocking to crusades at soccer stadiums. The largest stadiums, seating 180,000 people, weren't large enough to handle the crowds. Dr. Miller came to this conclusion. If God can get enough people in the area to reject the rulership and the dominion of Satan, if enough of his people will reject Satan's dominion in the right way, with humility, with brokenness, and in repentant intercession, then God will slap an eviction notice on the doorway of the ruling demonic powers of that area. When he does, then there is a light and a glory that begins to come. And then Mark writes, we never know how or when or where a move of God might begin, but if we hit our knees, God will extend his mighty right hand on our behalf. If we lay a foundation of prayer, God will build something spectacular on top of it. If we intercede like never before, God will intervene like never before. That puts a fire in my soul, Paul, because you think there are places where the enemy thinks he's occupying, and it seems he's doing a dance over these areas of these poor, oppressed families who have no defense, really, unless someone steps in for them. But when somebody says, you know what, enough is enough here, and we start to intercede, we start to take our action, there is a point, an accumulative response from God where he does bring his fist down. I want you just to speak to that ripple effect.
Yeah, you know, as you were reading that and talking about 50 days of prayer, I kept thinking 50 days of prayer doesn't get to 50 days without somebody saying, I'm going to start praying.
Amen.
And a lot of times, again, I just keep feeling like people are paralyzed because unless they're sure they're going to get to day 50, they're not going to start day one. Well, you don't know how to pray day 25 if you haven't learned how to pray day 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the story that you shared is somewhat similar to Venture's story. Venture started when a missionary from South America came to a group of students and said, hey, there's this great need happening down there. There's a very oppressed community, and I feel like God's given me a plan for how to address those needs. And everybody in the room felt so deeply about these needs and felt like somebody needed to respond. But three students did in a really unique way, and they decided to bike across the country. None of them owned bikes. They weren't cyclists. They didn't know what they were doing. But they simply cycled across the country. They ended up raising $17,000 and thought they were done. Little did they know that listening and responding, and not only biking across the country, but 10 years later would equate to over $11 million in aid all around the world, and 10 million refugees getting food, and hundreds of thousands of people, just because somebody at one day said, I'm going to do something. That step. And that's what the Live Free Challenge is all about. Man, we all feel deeply that young girls should not be abused.
Rape for profit is an abomination.
And nobody's going to disagree that that's not okay. But the difference is going to be who says, I can do something about that. And the entire listenership coming together, we can do incredible things together to end slavery in our day.
Mm. Wow, such a good word. Well, you know, a while back, in fact, we had you on to talk about this. You gave a message at Substance Church here locally in the Twin Cities on this verse, Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary in doing good. And there are times when people have crisis fatigue, basically, even justice fatigue, so to speak, where they look in the vastness of it, it feels like it will swallow them alive because of their own problems that are right in front of them. And sometimes we may interpret that as, I can't do another thing. All I can do is handle what I'm handling. But I feel like, you know, it's almost like when you carry something, and if you carry it the wrong way, you'll throw your back out. You have to just change how you carry things at times. And there's things you have to set down that God's not asking you to carry. So I want you to talk to about the adjustment and maybe what adjustments do you need to make if you're weary in doing good?
That's a great question. You know, when I think of not growing weary in doing good, it's not that you can't be tired. It's not even that you can't be worn out. Not growing weary in doing good is lacking the moral courage to continue. Mm-hmm. And where I see it happening in my own life and maybe in our community at times is when our response is a response to the news, it's a response to a social media feed, it's even at times a response to a radio station. That can't be our starting point of response. The response has to be to Scripture. So Christ calls us, God's word calls us to respond to needs. It calls us to learn to do right. It calls us to spend our greatest energies on the world's greatest needs. In Isaiah 58:10, it says, if you spend yourself on behalf of the hungry and you satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise like the darkness and your dark night will become like the noonday. And what's happening is this progression of as we take steps to respond to Scripture, he's going to reveal to us more clearly what we are called to do. And when we respond to a news station, a news story, something that emits emotional responses, that's never going to sustain, but God's word will always sustain us. So we have to go back to that and get our energy from God's word, from prayer, and from a community around us that says, we're going to do this together. And that's really the heart of the Live Free Challenge is not just you running, biking, or hiking, but a group together doing something. And then once we accomplish that, saying, what next, God?
Wow. And you make such a good point that you've kind of been intermingling through the message the whole hour here, is that when we try to almost impress upon ourselves the end goal and try to carry that now, we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? If we borrow tomorrow's trouble to say, what if I don't finish? What if I fall short? That's voices in our head that'll trip us up before we even start. But if we get a sense from the Lord, you know what? I want you to reach beyond what's normal for you. I want you to walk 20 miles in the month, or I want you to bike 50 miles, whatever that is. If we get just a sense from the Lord and then just start and see where it goes. But what if, let's say you make a 50-mile goal and you ride 30 miles. You rode 30 miles in a month. That's nothing to sneeze at, right? I mean, we've got to aim for something. But I think even as you said, adjusting our lives, digging deep, sacrificing even a little bit, I would love to say a lot bit, because you've got a fire in your soul to end trafficking. I mean, truly, you'll be changed in the process.
Yeah. I can't tell you what the venture community, how it's in it's inspired me to watch people who are general, ordinary people in the crowd that just say, I'm going to give this a shot. I ran across the state with six women. They were college students. And when we ran across the state, we averaged 20 miles a day. At one point, we did three marathons in a row, back to back to back. But get this, when five of the six signed up, they had never run a 5K.
Oh, my goodness.
They just said, this thing happening, this refugee crisis on the Thai-Burmese border, that's not okay. And I look in Scripture, and I think God's calling me to do something about that. And so they started training, and they kept training. And you may have set physical goals in the past, but if you've never set a physical goal, when you connect it with helping the poor and the oppressed, and then you sprinkle the power of the Holy Spirit within community to encourage us, from August 1 to August 31st, you won't be the same. I can't help but think about the Olympics happening in August. Mm-hmm. And people, man, they are going to give everything for their country.
Right.
You know, for honor, for pride. What if we did something for our kingdom?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What if we did something for our kingdom? Think about that. Even the parallel of the Olympics and us seeking first the kingdom, running and biking for justice. Imagine that. Wow. We're going to pause here and take a break. If you want to call with a question, we're going to open the phone lines for just a little bit here. But we're going to maybe I'd love for you to tell some stories, just things that you've seen and over the years that you've been with Venture. As people have dug deep and pressed on, I mean, there's times when you're biking farther, walking, running farther than you think you can. It costs you something, but you persevere. You gain something so much greater on the other side. I'd love to just hear some of those stories. Don't go away. Hey, if you want to give us a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com, and we will be back in a moment. Choose not to move, but I refuse. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really glad you tuned in today. Have our friend Paul Herkman from Venture Expeditions in studio. We're talking about our Live Free Challenge. Now, if you don't know what that is, I'm telling you what, I want you to join us. If you don't even exercise, I want you to join us. As Paul had said before the break, that some of the most inspiring stories are people who've never run before, but set goals for miles because of justice, because they said, the Bible says this is not okay, this injustice, I got to do something about it. And these people end up just surpassing physically what they even thought that they could do. We are partnering with Venture to raise money for International Justice Mission to put an end to human trafficking. If you don't know what human trafficking is, there are more slaves today than ever in our world's history. There are children being sold into human sex trafficking, rape for profit. Multiple times they're raped a day. You can't even fathom the wickedness that is going on in our world. And the Bible clearly says we are to speak up for the oppressed, for the voiceless, to stand in the gap for those who can't stand up for themselves. We're trying to make this as doable as we can. This Live Free Challenge is a challenge for you and I to commit to a certain goal in August, but we're doing this now because you need to build your page now, which takes about 2 minutes to do this, maybe five, okay? But you set a goal for how far you can walk, run, or bike in the month of August, right? And you build the page. Venture has made this amazing doable site, and it's on our website, where you just punch in your information. You set your goal. It'll ask you to upload your picture. That's an option if you want. Then you just share it on your social media sites, and you say, this is why I'm doing this. I want to be a part of someone, of a movement to help end human trafficking. I'm shooting for 50 miles this month of August. Will you support me? Some may say, I'll give $10 to that cause. I'll give $20 to that cause. You set your goal and don't fear that you won't make the goal. Don't not do it because you're afraid. Maybe you'll surpass the goal. Maybe you fall short. But you know what? If you do something, something will happen. If you do nothing, nothing will happen. 877-933-2484. We've got Dean. He's our good friend checking in from Winnipeg. Hey, Dean, how are you today?
Doing great, Susie. Good to hear you guys today.
Good to hear from you. Do you got a question for Paul today?
Yeah, I sure do. Paul, as you heard, I'm calling from Canada, Winnipeg, and I went to the site, and it says postal code, and it looks like there's a possibility that us Canadians can sign up. And I just wondering if you could help with that a little bit and let us know if that can work. And a second question real quick. My kids are 8 and 5, and I'm really looking forward to signing up our family. We're quite active, and so I'd like to put some purpose behind a lot of our walking and biking we do and hiking. And would you be able to speak to, similar to how you did with your 5-year-old, how to frame the discussion and the purpose so a young mind can really embrace it, but not too much so it gives them nightmares?
Yeah, amen.
You know what? That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Let me start with saying we love Canada Adventure.
Yay! Oh, and, Canada!
We have had multiple participants from Canada, both our local initiatives like this where you can do it right at home, or we do cross-country bike trips and 10-day bike trips. And, man, Canadians love to bike, at least the ones that join us. And so, yeah, we definitely will make everything available for you in Canada. I'm so glad that you're listening from there. And I also love that you want to use this as an opportunity to disciple your kids and bring them along. And every parent needs to decide to the level that they want their kids to engage in the crisis as well as in the physical activity. What I would say is, if you've been listening for the last few minutes, you're going to you may have heard this before, but start with Scripture. Don't start with the problem. Start with Scripture, be it Isaiah 58 or Isaiah 1 or Micah 6, and share with them God's heart for the poor and the oppressed, and let them ask questions. Let them, they'll guide you in the conversation more than you need to guide them, because they'll ask enough questions to wrap their mind around it. The second thing is, with the Live Free Challenge, we are going to be sending devotional content every single day. Each week, we will have a main core concept comes from Susie's book. And then each day, we will be pushing content that will help you, maybe a stat, maybe a verse, something that will encourage you. And you can pass that and kind of contextualize that to your children. But what I can tell you is you don't have to be afraid of oversharing if you start with Scripture and if you let your kids guide you in the conversation and asking it, and then you'll be able to fill in the blanks to your comfort level.
Dean, does that answer your question?
So
what's that? You said that's okay? You got it?
Yeah, thank you so much, Dean.
Yes.
That was great.
Good to talk with you. God bless you, sir.
Thanks, Dean.
Wow, love that. Okay, so here's another excerpt from Mark Batterson's Draw the Circle. He said, "The greatest legacy a person can leave is a complete surrender to their life of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If we don't hold out on God, God won't hold out on us. Take God at his promise, as expressed by the psalmist, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And these good things will pass from generation to generation and become great things. God will answer our prayers in the lives of offspring we won't meet until the Father's family reunion at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But every prayer we pray, every gift we give, every sacrifice we make, every step of faith we take is an inheritance left to the next generation. And our prayers live on long after we die in their lives." I love that, because here again, this will create a ripple effect in the spiritual realm. It's not just exercise. I love how you said that, Paul. But you're engaging in justice that's so close to God's heart. And then you're empowered by the Holy Spirit. So this, to me, affects change in the earthly realm and the spiritual realm. And that's one of those things. Justice rolls like a river, as the Bible says.
Yeah. You know, one of the taglines that we use is benefit the world, discover your soul.
Wow.
And as we are doing stuff for other people, what happens is literally physical endorphins are shooting off in your brain because you are helping other people. And as that happens, you're connecting that activity to that feeling. And what we try to make sure happens is next we go, well, if this is true, what God's talking about, inviting me to, and it feels right and it feels good and I feel fuller, what else in Scripture? And that's really what we want to help people get to. It's not that you individually should give your life to ridding human trafficking, although if you're called to that, please join the fight. But what we really want people to do is to start asking what else in Scripture is true. And we believe if people are asking that question, they will live lives that are remarkably different than who they were the day before.
Boy, absolutely amazing. We've just got about 3 minutes left before we wrap up and pray. I want to also just say for us, the God-given goal we believe at Faith Radio is to raise $50,000 for International Justice Mission. We can't do that without your help. And again, maybe you're bad at asking for money. That might be a good comfort zone jumper for you. It is for me. But truly, or maybe you have the capacity to fund your own race. I mean, that's okay too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you just decide how far you can go and your goal to raise. And let's just shoot a goal. And let's, I love this, to connect our best energies, to dig deep. Imagine engaging August with, well, you have to dig a little deeper. You've got to rearrange your schedule for a cause that's bigger than you. That's a biblical thing to do. Paul, do you have a story or two you can share just from your years with Venture, of just watching people dig deep and the transformation that's taken place?
Yeah, I'm going to give two kind of stories, one on each end of the spectrum. And the first one is a really incredible story that just happened last month. There was a gentleman, he is a campus minister here in the Twin Cities, and he felt like God gave him a dream that when he turned 30, he was going to run 30 miles, get 30 friends to run 30 miles,
awesome,
and raise $30,000 to fight human trafficking.
Wow.
Well, as he started sharing this dream, he didn't get 30 people. He got 72 people, and I just got something from him. I believe he's at $80,000 raised, and he had all of these people running and raising awareness, and they're connected to different communities and families and small groups. So it's not just about the runner. It's about using this as a platform to, one, eradicate an incredibly heinous, really blot on humanity.
Totally.
But ultimately, it's to point people to Christ,
amen,
and the kingdom that makes far more sense than the brokenness that we see here.
Mm.
So I want to celebrate that work. On the other hand, was a 65-year-old cancer survivor who just finished with bladder cancer and got a clean bill of health and decided he was going to, you know, kind of, in his words, give Satan the middle finger. And he was going to do something to tell Satan, he's here, you can't mess with him. Mm. And he decided that he was going to hike across the state of Wisconsin to raise money for refugees, that if he was given his health back, he was going to use every ounce of his retirement. And he ended up raising over, I want to say, 300,000 meals and completed the entire trail across Wisconsin. And at the end, I got to hug my dad and say, thanks for doing something incredible.
Oh, my goodness, this is your dad.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm really proud of the fact.
So,
and I share that story for this, because if you're like most people, you're listening going, that's really inspiring, and you're figuring out how you can self-select out. Please don't self-select
amen
out. You don't know what you just saying yes, how it will not only impact those in need around the world, but how it may change you and your family and your community. I believe in you, and I believe that you have what it takes to join the Live Free Challenge, and all of us together can make a difference in pointing people to the kingdom.
Boy, that's so good. We're going to wrap and pray. It would mean the world to me if you would email me. You don't have to, but I'm just, it would mean a lot to me if you would email me. If you've decided already that you're going to join us in this Live Free Challenge, let me know. Just email me, Susie, at myfaithradio.com, and give me a yes. Just say, Susie, I'm saying yes. You don't have to tell me what you're committing to. I just want to know. Count me in, all right? Susie at myfaithradio.com. So, Paul, I appreciate you more than I can say. And when I met your wife, I thought, this is a woman who fears the Lord. You married well, sir.
Thank you.
Wow, did you ever.
Thank you.
Would you pray that God would move in the hearts of our people, that together we would do above and beyond what we had even dreamed possible?
Yeah. I'm going to give three words in prayer.
Mm.
Courage, bravery, and you are fierce. As you are driving home, as you are listening in your home, as you are listening on your phone, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you are called to live a life that is irrepressible. And what you are feeling right now is God's Spirit reminding you that you have a place in the kingdom, in an order that takes brokenness and turns it into beauty. And you are part of that solution, not so that you feel better, but because you are called to point people to the kingdom. You are called to point people to Christ, and you are called to respond. And may the power of the Holy Spirit move in you to take a step of yes today, and know that your bread will be there tomorrow for what tomorrow holds. You are fierce, you are beautiful, and you are God's choice for this moment.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Paul Herkman, can't even tell you how much appreciates you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic show. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. And in just a little bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. I would love for you to share this with friends, even outside the network and other places in the nation. I mean, in other places in the nation, around the world. Because if we all engage in the Live Free Challenge from where we live, imagine what we could get done. Remember this, too. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. And He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.